Welcome to the Coach Louisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Louisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Louisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lilisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lilisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Louisa J. Williams.
Good morning, Coach. How are you? This is Ralph Terrell.
I know. I recognize the voice. How awesome.
Yes, yes. Good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you, and welcome to the Coach Louisa Show. Well, we are going to get started right away because I know you have some great information to share with us about our taxes. We have some several people that are tuning in specifically because they are small business owners and they are looking for some answers. They are looking for some suggestions, and so I hope you've got loads of information to share with us, including myself.
So okay, I will do my best. Wonderful.
Or, you know, yeah, share whatever you have with us. Just to let you know who's listening in right now, who's speaking right now, for those of you, if this is your first time tuning into the show, we absolutely welcome you to the show. But you are listening to Mr. Ralph Bunch Terrell, who is also the owner of Terrell Tax. And I will give out that website a little later. We did put it out on Facebook the other day, but we will give it out again, and probably Miss Pat. And we so thank her for setting up the scheduling. And we thank God for her, and she will probably type it in the chat room as well. So, yes,
wonderful,
Ralph,
wonderful.
What are we doing? It's almost April. I can't believe it's almost here. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, first, I just want to say that I was listening, and as your introduction was coming on, I noticed that your theme song is Diana Ross's I'm Coming Out, and I just want to let you know that that's a great song, because it is also, if you go to my website, TerrellTax.com, that's my theme song, because I want people to know that during this tax time is a great time, and it's an opportunity to come out of whatever destitute situation might have plagued people in 2010. You have an opportunity to, you know, by filing your taxes, and if you get a good refund, you're able to amass a few thousand dollars at one time. But a lot of people don't have that type of savings set up. You know, I don't know too many people who can just put their hands on $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 at one time. And this is the opportunity for people to be able to receive a refund and to have that type of capital, and to I would like them to not just you know, spend it on a new TV and go out and waste it. But this is an opportunity to invest that in themselves and to become small business owners. So I'm very excited about tax season and tax time because it is a time of empowerment. And that song that you played speaks right to that, and which is why we use the same song. So just wanted to start by saying that. And now with small businesses, are there any specific questions that you might have? Or because I really encourage everyone who's listening this morning to become a business owner. So is there any questions that you have?
Okay, yes, I do, because it seems like this is one of the least taught on subjects, you know, in some of the seminars and workshops that I go to. You know, a lot of times when it comes to small businesses, they'll talk about writing a business plan. They'll talk a lot about marketing, how to market your products, how to sell your products. But nobody really talks about how to keep your books. And, you know, we see a lot of businesses do go under, and possibly there is something that could have, you know, helped them, especially as it relates to, you know, the profits and the revenues and things of that nature, and how they could have been possibly certain things could have been written off. So I would just like to know what are just some basic steps that a person can do so that they can take full advantage of the United States tax code, as you know, as it relates to a small business.
Okay, well, one of the first things that I would suggest, and it's very simple, but sometimes the simple things are the things that people overlook because they're so simple. And that is, by law, we are all obligated to pay our taxes. And that's something that, you know, is a no-brainer. But when you have your own business, it's different than going to a job and punching the clock and receiving a paycheck where your taxes are already taken out. You know, when that happens, then you automatically qualify for a tax refund because they've already done the work for you. Now, when you are a small business owner, nobody is necessarily taking taxes out. And a lot of times people might say, well, hey, you know, I'm working for myself. Nobody, you know, Uncle Sam isn't every other week asking me to pay taxes and things of that nature, but you are still responsible at the end of the year, well, you know, during January and April 15th, of making sure that you file your taxes. So that's the first thing. I mean, if you look at the news right now, you'll see so many celebrities, especially from our community, who are in trouble with taxes because they simply just didn't pay them. And yeah, that's the first thing, to for everyone to get in their head that they must pay their taxes. Everyone is obligated by law, and we are all responsible for ourselves to pay our taxes, especially as small business owners. And I think that's very important to say. Now, the second thing I would suggest is in terms of things being able to be written off. There are so many categories. You can pretty much write off pretty much anything and everything in terms of your business because there are so many categories where you can write off. But the thing with that is you can't wait till tax time to decide what you're going to write off. You need to, and that goes into what you were saying earlier in terms of keeping your books. You have to keep good records. And if you don't have a good accountant, there are very reasonable softwares, tax layer books. I know there's even QuickBooks, whatever you choose, but you need to have some type of record keeping so that when it is time to file your taxes and you walk in the tax office, my office, or if you decide to do your own taxes, that you have something to stand on. And those would be my first few tips to answer your question.
Okay, and then the next question, which I get a lot, and sometimes I think about this myself. So what about a car, like especially for a person in a business like myself where I'm traveling a lot, you know, as a speaker, I'm everywhere, you know, everything I do is basically, you know, through the car. I'm driving to this seminar, I'm driving to this, you know, place of establishment to do a workshop, or I'm going over here to do a book signing, or I'm going over here to do a work, you know, a conference. What about the car? Is that something that I can write off, or
definitely. You can write it off in two different ways. And with a car and traveling from here and there, you can write off one. If you decide, let's just make up a company, Nisa's coaching company decides that they need a car to go from point A to point B. And you go to a car lot and you buy a car. Just the fact that you purchase a car, you're able to write that off. And then you decide that you have some book signings to go to and you have to get from point A to point B, then you would also write off the mileage. You would write off both. Then if you have to pay tolls and, you know, there's also travel that you write off. So depending on if you even, you know, got on a train and went to a speaking engagement or flew to Cincinnati and spoke in Cincinnati, you would write off that airplane that trip, because that's travel. So you can write off your car for your business miles that you drive. So if you have to go from, say, New York City to Philadelphia, that is mileage driven, and you would write that. But that goes into back into record keeping, because when it's time to file, you have to be able to account for those things. So it's I know my father was a very tedious record keeper, because he would be reimbursed for mileage, and he would have a mileage log in his car where he would write down, you know, where he started, where he stopped, and he made sure he got every penny. Now, I'm not saying to be as tedious as that, but you should know where you went and how many miles that you've gone in the course of 12 months.
And
so
now
you can do that. All right.
I'm sorry. So when it's time for, you know, tax to meet up with the person like yourself that's going to file my taxes, what do I need to bring you in, and what month should I bring it to you?
Well, you can come to me. I guess you can come to me anytime. But the deadline is April 15th, unless we file an extension, and then we have up into October 15th. But the ideal situation would be that you show up in my office in January or before, maybe end of December, beginning of January, and then you would come and you would bring all of your expenses that you incurred for your business. Hopefully you would have already tallied them up, so I won't have to sit there and add up receipts. And you would have them, whether it was advertising expenses, your car and truck expenses, if you received any commission and fees, contract labor, if you bought anything such as computers, software for your computer, if you paid out insurance for your company, if your company has a house, sort of, I deal with a lot of churches that have parsonages. So if they're paying a mortgage, they need to bring me how much they paid in mortgage interest. They had legal services, office expenses, and the list goes on. But any expenses, whether it was travel, utilities, anything, they should bring those to me. And if they come around January and they have from January to April, and even if they came in April and they didn't think that they would amass all of their paperwork in time, I could file an extension, and then we would be given up into October so that they could receive their refund.
Now, for the small business owner, and you are keeping track of the expenses, whether it be, you know, company lunches, other, you know, all kinds of company activities, you're keeping track of all of this. So what happens when, since you kept track of this, and by the way, thank you so much, Ralph Durrell, for coming on and helping us with this very, very, very important issue, because there are so many small businesses that, you know, probably need to know this information, and those that are, like you said, even if you're not, if you don't have your business yet and you're getting a refund, you have a large chunk of money, that this might be a great time to empower yourself. And so I love that you started off with that concept.
Definitely.
And but here's my next question. And for those of you who are tuned in, if you have a question, please feel free to call in. The call-in number 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. If you have a question, if you're in the chat room, you can type it in. But here's my question. So when we're gathering up all this information all year long, the mileage, when we stop and pay tolls, gas, when we stop to eat, when we travel, whether it's by plane, train, or automobile, when we bring it to the tax person, what is actually happening in terms of this being write-off? I mean, help those of us who are lay people who we're not quite sure what that means. When we come to the tax person, what is that doing to our taxes, the income that we've made, and the refund?
Okay. If I understand your question, what that is doing is you're coming in and you have a set salary. So you have the income that you've earned. Now, the way the tax refund, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, for some small business people, you know, we're really not making a salary, at least for ourselves. So we have the income. Go ahead.
Right. Now, your income that you earn, now, depending on how much you earn, and I understand that, you know, especially when you're starting out a business, you might not make any money because you might have spent everything you made out on expenses. But what that does is you're taxed based on, especially a small business, you're taxed on what you make. So if you say you speak around the country and you make $10,000, well, that's not a lot of money, but that goes onto your report and you say, I made $10,000. And then you would owe the federal government, because you haven't paid taxes all year, on $10,000. But now your expenses are very important, because now if you don't, when you report your expenses, that lowers your income, because you made $10,000, but then say you spent $1,000 on advertising. So now that lowers your salary down to $9,000. So instead of owing the government on $10,000, you now only owe them on $9,000. So now if you are able to produce, say you didn't, say your company starting out and you didn't make any money. You brought in $10,000 in commission, but you spent out $10,000 trying to build your company. You bought computers, you traveled, you did all this, and your expenses came to $10,000. Well, then you might not owe the federal government any money because you didn't make any money.
And you say you might not. Is that a big might?
Well, it depends on other aspects. It depends on your age. It depends on, you might have some dependents, somebody who you're taking care of, whether it be children or whether it be a parent. It depends on, you know, so it's going to vary from case to case. And with that, you might then also be a homeowner, and you might qualify for certain credits. And then once the credits get put into the situation, then that will give you a refund.
Uh-huh. So really, the government might owe me.
Oh, definitely. And that's the empowering part of the situation, that more than likely, most people that I deal with always get a refund because of the government having to pay them, definitely. Which is what I was saying when we first started out about how this time is so empowering, because it allows people to be able to, you know, get a refund based on their life that they lived the previous year, the decision that they made. And, you know, a lot of people might find that, you know, things didn't go well in 2010. They didn't make good financial decisions, but they are now able to qualify for a tax refund, And, you know, this is a time to be able to put their hands on $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. And if they get good coaching and good counsel, then hopefully when they get that money, they're able to invest in themselves and start to change some things in their lives. And that's important because I've also seen people get a $6,000 refund and then 2 weeks later don't have any money. Because, you know.
So that good coaching part that you just spoke of and that counseling of what to do with money when you get it. A lot of people, they just want to get money, but they don't always, you know, that's like my good friend, I love to repeat him. He says, the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows.
Definitely. Definitely. Because I've seen people, and I've seen this over and over and over again, because I do most of my work out of Newark, New Jersey, and low-income persons will come to me, and, you know, the government is good at giving good tax credits to low-income single parents, especially I do a lot of single mothers, and they are able to, you know, get good refunds, but because they haven't had financial coaching and it's not taught in our school systems, and they just don't know. When they get that money, they go on a spending frenzy, and 2 to 3 weeks later, they're back in the same squalor before, instead of now being a business owner and being able to move and grow to the next level.
Well, we're going to talk about that in 1 second because you are a business owner, and we're going to talk about that. You have Terrell Tax. So you're not just talking the talk, you're actually walking it, and you're really helping so many. And we have a caller on the line, so I want to take their call, but I hope you have time. I want to come back and ask you a couple of more questions.
Definitely.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let's open up caller's phone line. Caller 908, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and if you have a comment or question.
Hi, Minnesota Coastal Lisa. This is
Good morning.
Caller from Hillside. Terrell, I just want to say thank you for coming on today because I know I was supposed to get in contact with you and you and me, but we kept missing each other. But I want to thank Coach Lisa because everything that I wanted to ask you, she's already done asked you. One of the main things I think that I have to do as a small business owner from home, because I do in-home child care, is that I have to do a lot. I have to get better on my record keeping. And so I'm glad that you brought that up because I think once I get better with that I'm pretty much good to go because that is one of the most important things that we have to do. And as you said, it's being business owners is that record keeping. I'm even thinking about maybe getting an accountant to come in and get me started. And if I could get them to get me started and just, you know, to push me to that level, then I think I'll be better off with my business.
Definitely. And I would even say give me a call because a lot of times when I was first starting out in business, I would block myself because I would think, you know, you read these books and you have a concept of something and I would think that this is too big for me to do. And even that concept of accountant, you know, people think, oh, man, we got to go and pay this. And I'm telling you, you could go to the store and get QuickBooks for under $100. And be your own accountant. But, you know, some people might find that too intimidating. But I would even, if that is not the way you want to go, I would even just call me on the telephone and we can get together and make it happen. But, you know, you can do a lot of these things yourself right in the home for very cheap.
Mm-hmm. When I first started off, I was pretty good at, you know, doing my record keeping. But as time went along, I started, you know, slacking and, you know, cutting here and there. But I really, really need to get back into the record-keeping part, yes.
All right, definitely.
Okay.
Well, God bless you.
Ask some more questions, Lisa, and then I can just type it in.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. The other two questions that I have, one relates to the housing, like so. For instance, like a person like Pat, myself, individuals who we do work from home, have an office building or office space that I'm actually writing off, but I'm actually doing a lot of my work I do here, whether I'm making flyers, whether I'm writing books, and I'm using part of my office, whether I'm, you know, designing a speech, you know, making a video to go out on YouTube as marketing and advertising. I have all of that going on. So that's one question of what do, how do we need to set ourselves up so that we can write off our, you know, part of our homes if we're able to do that. And then the other question, if you could address, is the part, what happens if I did not do this in the previous years that I've had my business? How do I get started now? Let's just say started the business in 05. Didn't get
okay.
the information now. So really didn't file taxes, but yet operated the business, and now it's, you know, 2011. So there's two questions. How
okay.
do you do that for people who work
well,
from home?
All right. Well, the first thing is deal with the work from home part. There is a tax form, and the form is 8829, and it deals with the area. It deals with people who use their home for business, and it deals with the area of home used for business. And you just simply have to, you know, say, I use this part of my house for business. That would definitely go for daycare workers. You know, they might want to know on a form, it's a few simple questions. They want to know how many days per year the home is used, how many hours a day that the home is used for daycare. And with that, you would generate some type of tax credit that would help you in terms of the use of your home. Also, a good thing to do would also be even though your office is in your home, it's still your office. So you still are going to have office expenses such as a copy machine. You said you made videos from home, so that would be, I'm sure you had to buy a video camera. So all of those things would still be expenses that would be written off. So, you would receive credit for all of those things. Now, the other part of the question was if you maybe started your business in 05 but did not file taxes, but you want to get on track now in 2011. And in 2011, we are filing our 2010 taxes. And with that, you're able to get on track by filing this year. And the good news is that you can still go back and file your 2007, 8, and 9. Now, 2005 and 2006 are lost because you're only given 3 years to be able to file. So being that we're still in the 2010 tax filing season, you can go from 07 up and you'll still be able to retrieve some type of refund for those past years. But you have to do it now or else you'll lose 2007 as well.
Okay, because that is something that I absolutely did not know. I've actually never heard anyone actually say that. So I just wanted to make sure people, you know, understood that. And
definitely. And just to pause real quick, and that's something that I found that a lot of my senior citizen clients did not know tax law at all. And, I shouldn't say that, but I found that they were taken advantage of. Somewhere there's been some type of rumor or something. My grandmother, before she passed, was a victim of somebody told her that once you get a certain age, you don't have to file taxes. And there is no age limit on taxes. If you are receiving income, then you're obligated to pay taxes, whether you're 100 or whether you're, you know, 10. If you're making money, Uncle Sam wants to be paid. And with that, she did not file taxes, and she missed out on tax refunds for maybe about 10 years because no one told her differently. So, if you did not file taxes, you can still claim for up to 3 years. So make sure you go back, and if you didn't file from 07, make sure you do it this year.
Oh, boy, that's interesting. So, okay, so we're filing taxes, and, getting, you know, getting our businesses lined up. I'm really loving what you're saying about the empowerment and investing in ourselves. This time as a time to not just look at how to pay Uncle Sam, but looking at it as, you know, I'm going to get some tax write-off to allow me to get a refund. And the fact is, if you are a business owner, I would think if you are a business owner, that's good because at least you have a business to pay taxes. It's like, you know, the little story where, you know, they saw that a girl once cried because she had no shoes, and then she saw a man that had no feet. Well,
right.
you may cry because you have to pay taxes on your small business, but thank God you have a small business. Or any business for that. Same thing with a job. Some people cry because they have to pay taxes from their income. But, I mean, at least you got income. So, anyway.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, I thank you so much for what you've shared here today. It's really, really been helpful. And what about those individuals that are network marketing people, like Artist International, Noni Juice, Mary Kay, Avon? How should they manage their taxes and their activities?
That's the same exact way. It's across the board. It doesn't matter if your business is selling cars. Doesn't matter if your business is preparing taxes. If you're selling Mary Kay, if you're selling Body Magic, it's all the same. You just have to keep good records, and you will also you know, qualify for certain tax breaks, and whoever you choose for your tax preparer. Hopefully it's me, but if you have someone already, then they should be able to get you the highest possible refund that you qualify for.
Okay, very good. And let me just switch back right quick to the switchboard to see. Now, here's another question. Okay, so a couple of short questions. One question I wanted to know, and we're going to definitely
read it. If you have a question, I'm right here.
Hello? No, yeah, we're going to use you for our taxes, that's for sure.
Oh, wonderful.
But, yeah, definitely for, yeah, because you're coming on here giving all this good information. I mean, we'd be foolish to go to someone else. you know, when it comes to, okay, first of all, when I'm looking at how I should be carrying my business self, you know, all year, what are some of the suggestions that you would have? You know, obviously, we don't want to wait till the last year, and we know we have to keep good records and all of that, but I think I heard you saying something a little bit deeper in terms of, now that I am a business owner, I'm an entrepreneur, so my mindset has to change. So I'm not going to be funny all, you know, here, there, and everywhere.
Right.
Kind of life.
Well, now that you are an entrepreneur and you know that you when you move into being a business owner and I guess when they say you, now that you know better, you must do better. So, you know, that's pretty much, I guess, the way I could sum it up. Now that people are business owners, then too much is given, much is required. I think that God is asking us to be good stewards of our finances, whereas before you might have gotten away with getting a tax refund and going out and buying plasma TVs and things of that nature. Now I think at this stage in life as business owners, we need to not just invest back in ourselves and our family and our businesses, but reach back into the community and teach some of these young people who might not be business owners how to get their mind right so that they can get their money right as well.
Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Ralph Bunch Terrell of Terrell Tax, that's TerrellTax.com, and he is available to help you prepare for your refunds, to help you make sure that you are paying the proper taxes, because some people do end up getting taken advantage of. Sometimes they're paying too much taxes. He also is available for those of you who are looking for someone to come into your meetings, your networks, your mastermind groups to speak to your members and your attendees about taxes, how serious of an issue this is, especially for the believer. We cannot even afford to play around with this. God is not going to be pleased that we are doing all of this business but are not paying our taxes. The government is on the shoulder of the very Lord that we serve. So we must do this. We must be the forerunners and in the forefront of getting this right. And that was one of my reasons and one of the reasons I was so motivated to have you come on the Coach LaLisa Show, Ralph, so that you could. And I was so glad when, you know, several years ago, you began to post on Facebook that you had this tax business. I was very, very happy about that. And please, because I have been praying for, you know, a good Christian-minded individual. And I know for some people they don't like the word Christian. But those of you who are, you know what I mean. And I don't mean it any harm. I don't mean any harm to anyone who is not. But the point is the point. Is that, you know, that's who I wanted to do my taxes.
Well, thank you so much, Coach.
So I was glad when I saw you post that you was into this business. I said to myself, look at God. This is awesome. But, yeah, so definitely, you know, keeping those records. He's available, Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L. They want to know, do you do taxes out of town? Do you do out-of-state taxes?
Oh, definitely. I can do taxes in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. So all they have to do is have a fax machine, and we can make it happen.
Wow. Did you hear that? Puerto Rico, United States,
the Virgin Islands.
Where else?
The U.S. Virgin Islands.
Well,
not the British Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands.
Okay, no, somebody's going to have to help me with the difference between that. But here's the thing. I didn't get a chance to, you know, read your bio and all that, and they can go to your website and learn about you. But what I will tell you, for those of you who are listening, about Reverend Ralph B. Terrell, I have been knowing him since he was probably about maybe like 8. I've been there a couple 20-something years, so I've been knowing you for a while. And I know, first of all, I know you're very bright, you're very intelligent, very smart. And I know that from the, you know, various demonstrations that you've shown from your education. I know you have several degrees.
Okay.
I know you have bachelor's degrees, master's degrees. And
yes, I have a bachelor's degree and a master's degree from Drew, and I'm working on my doctorate now.
Okay, I figured something like that. So this is a young man, but he is very, 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 very knowledgeable, and he knows how to study. So when he says, I mean, you just can see from the few minutes that he's been on here with all the information that he's given, and I just want to, I know you have to go, you have other things, but if there's any other questions that you have. Okay, we have one question in the chat room, in the switchboard. Let me take this caller. Caller 49, you're on the air. Reverend Ralph Terrell, Terrell Tax, TERRELL.com. Yes, what's your question?
I don't know if you're still reading.
Good morning, Coach Lisa. Good morning, Ralph. Thank you so much for taking my question. My question to Ralph is, when should you get your EIN number as a business owner? Do you go right off the beginning to get that? Because I noticed when I got it, I didn't do anything with it, and I used it 2 times, and I didn't feel like it was, you know, especially starting off, I didn't do anything with it. So I didn't know, was it something I needed to get, but trying to do the right thing by getting it.
Can you repeat that again? You were breaking up, or maybe it was my telephone, but I wasn't able to hear the whole question.
Okay. My question is, when I first started off in my business, I wanted to do the right thing, so I went and got my tax number, which I think is called EIN or something like that number.
Right.
But I noticed when I got it, because you get it, you know, going to the stores, you get it, you know, have to sign a form application, you get it from Staples, you get a, you know, tax breaks on your products. But it didn't seem like it was too useful for me this year, last year either, because I really wasn't buying too much merchandise. I bought a few things, which helped me out. But I wanted to know, was that something I needed to get, you know, this quickly in a network marketing business, not making a lot of money and kind of flipping my own money that I started my own business with, you know, for buying products and stuff like that?
Well, I guess I don't want to mislead you in any way, but I would answer yes and no in terms of you didn't do anything wrong by getting your EIN because,
right.
You know, that is what you need, especially if you're going to move in business and if you want to do simple things like open a business bank account, you'll need that. And the bank will not give you a business bank account if you do not have an EIN. So
right.
You pretty much – but you don't need an EIN to do business. You could have done business without the EIN. And so it kind of depends on the individual, and it depends on where you want to go in business, your business goals. For example, when I started my business, I did the same thing you did, but I did that mainly for because I knew I wanted a business bank account because I wanted to keep my business money separate from my personal and family money because once you put money all together, it's kind of hard to get it out and separate it. So I knew that the bank would have nothing to do with me on a business, you know, in a business sense without having that EIN.
Correct.
And then I had to go ahead and get my business registered with the state of New Jersey where I'm at. So it all depends on the business owner's goals and where they're going. I wouldn't recommend somebody who, I guess, just wants to start out and say they just want to earn some extra money. I wouldn't say go and take on all those things. EIN, though, is free from the government, so you're not taking on any expense. So it won't hurt you at all.
Okay. Great.
So I hope I answered your question.
Yes, you did.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you so much. This is
not a
Deborah Calhoun from Dallas, Texas, too, Lolita.
Okay. Good morning, Deborah. And thank you so much, Deborah, for that question. That was a great question. And thank you, Ralph. That was great. I love the response. And so I know we're going to Ralph in a second because he is actually traveling this morning. And Ralph, we definitely thank you so much.
Yes, and today is a busy morning because this is the day the IRS releases tax refund checks. So I have a host of callers who are trying to receive their checks this morning.
Oh, we're going to let you go and get checks out to those people. So, well, we so thank you. We so appreciate you having come. We're definitely going to have you come back when your schedule permits. We have more questions about businesses and small businesses, and so that we can get this right.
So this has been wonderful, and I look forward to doing it again. And thank you so much for having me. And, yes, if you have any questions, you can always reach me. You know how to get in contact with me, and I'll be more than happy to answer them for you.
Okay, great, great. Well, we're going to send them to your website, PerrellPax.com, where you can go to his website, get on his mailing list, keep up, and we're going to be looking forward to those workshops and those seminars that you're going to be doing, you know, Ralph, so that people can, on top of this, is like Pat had mentioned earlier, sometimes people do fall away, fall behind, you know, when it's not right there in their face. So we thank you. We're going to let you get on to getting those checks out. We know people want that. Well, make sure you tell them don't spend it all in one place.
That's right, and I'm looking forward to hopefully getting with you so that we can do a woman in business empowerment seminar so that we can help our sisters get their business in order and help them with their finances.
Oh, it's done. It's done. It's already done because, you know, that's why God put us together, so we're going to work on that. Again, I'm telling you, the information today, just invaluable information. building people up, building up your portfolios. I mean, we're business people. We got to start acting like it. We got to start being good stewards over what God has given us. And a lot of our money is going out the door. Why? Because we're not accounting for it properly. So when I get in my car, I'm on my way to a meeting. It's a business meeting. So when I get in my car, the best way to do my mileage is what just to take, because, you know, sometimes we end up with all those little funny pieces of paper that we don't know what they are. But I'm supposed,
well,
I guess I should get a...
One of the things I would suggest is that you go to Staples as soon as you get some downtime, and maybe for under $2, they have a mileage record-keeping book that you can get and keep in your car. And when you have to, you know, get in and go somewhere, you might just write down how many miles it was. You know, and for me, I'm not as tedious as that, where I write down, you know, I got in my car and it was 0002 miles, and then I drove to, you know, 10 miles away, and now I write down, now I'm at the 12-mile marker. I don't do all that. Some people do, but for me, I would just say I drove today and I drove 100 miles, but I would keep a record of that so that I know how many miles that I drove for the whole year.
And then what is the proof of that when you go to see your tax person at the end of the year?
Well, there's no proof in terms of, unless they want to come and take a picture of your odometer. But on the whole, when it comes time for that, you know, you won't have to prove to them that you drove that. They pretty much have to take you at your word for that.
And what
but
if someone
keeping,
else?
If you're keeping good records, and you come there with your mileage log, on the whole, no one's gonna. I mean, you would have to be really, you know, if you want to get over and you're going to keep a log, I think that you would prove your case with the log.
Okay, and one more quick question. So what if someone else is driving me around? Because some people have people that are kind of like, you know, driving them around. It's their car. So does it work the same way?
Definitely. You might have two expenses. You might now... you know, have the expense of paying a driver and paying for their gas, so you might be able to write that off, as well as, well, I guess if it's their car, they would need to write off the mileage that they drove.
Okay.
I guess they have a new business now. They're a taxi driver.
Now, if I'm I know that's right. Wait a minute. Now, if I'm paying someone else, let's just say somebody does a website for me, but it's not a formal kind of paying, so what do I need? Minister Pat does a website for me and she charges $100 a website. What do I need to bring to account for that?
Just a receipt.
Okay,
just
she
a
needs
receipt.
To give me a
and I understand, you know, that when you're starting out in business, everything isn't going to be formal, like big business. But even if she doesn't give you a receipt, you should just write down on a sheet of paper, I spent $100 on a website, be able to show your website, and
okay.
that would be good enough.
Oh, beautiful. Wonderful. That was a big question right there. I'm so glad we kept you on a few more minutes for that one. And one more quick question. I promise you it's not going to be a long one.
Okay,
you don't even
time.
Have to answer. I know you have to go, but what about people like myself that might have, okay, I got Performance Strategies Unlimited, which is actually an incorporated business, and I also may have Compass, the coaching business, but they're separate companies. What do I do in that sense?
In terms of filing taxes for each company, or is
right,
that what you're asking?
Right. Do I,
well,
right,
what would happen is that what would happen is when you come, you'll be filing taxes for Lamisa J. Williams, who has two companies, and you would simply just do a form for, you know, you would do your taxes for one company and then do your taxes for the other company under it. Your income for one and expenses for one, and then your income for one and expenses for the other.
So that means that I have to then keep, okay, because, like, I may go do a body magic party versus me going to just do a motivational speaking just because I'm somebody, you know, knows I'm a speaker and they bring me in. That's under so however many businesses I have to keep the expenses kind of separate for each business.
Right. Unless you decide to bring it all together and say, you know, I'm not only a motivational speaker, but I'm also an entrepreneur, and you can put all of your income in one pot, and you can put all your expenses in one pot. It pretty much depends on the individual and how they decide to keep the records. But either way would work. You could do it separately and say, this is what I did with this, my entrepreneur. You know, I sold some products here, and this is what I did, my income, and these were my expenses. And I'm also a dynamic author and life coach over here, and these are my income and expenses for over here. You could keep it separate, or you can lump it together. It depends on what you would be more comfortable with.
Now, if I lump it together, do I have to go and start another business called LJ Williams and Associates?
Not at all. You don't have to start anything over. No.
Okay. Well, thank you. That was my other question. That was kind of a burning question. So thank you very much for that. And I just want to, before we go, okay, great. Doesn't look like we have any other questions. Just good feedback in the chat room. Patricia says honesty is the best policy. How you doing, Paul Kiriazi? Just want to let you know that we also, can you do taxes in Japan? We do have one of our listeners is all the way over in Tokyo, Japan.
Now, if they are a U.S. citizen living in Japan, then I can definitely do their taxes. But are they a citizen of Japan, or how? What is their citizenship?
Aha! Uh-huh. See, that I don't know, but I just wanted to let you know that we have someone as far as Japan listening in. We also have Kiva, who is down in Nashville, Tennessee, who also has a business. And so I guess, again, I know the time is running short, and I want you to get those checks out for people. But there's that whole issue of people that have those nonprofits. So let's just say you have a, you know, after-school tutoring program that you've made a nonprofit. And, you know, those of us, we have these women's groups where we might have a women's gatherings and what have you, or men, you know, either or, where it's a nonprofit. And we haven't done our nonprofit paperwork yet. It's almost like we just, you know, have a group and we got a name for it and we meet. We may even take donations, but we don't have any formal paperwork.
Well, that's all right. In fact, just having the group is the biggest step, and that's the most empowering step. The paperwork can be filled out, and you know, and that can be the next step. But if you are, you know, collecting money and you're doing things and having events, then you do need to pay your taxes on that if we're going to do things in decency and order. And with that, you probably would qualify for some type of refund. A lot of times people, you know, they want to skate under the radar because they feel as though, well, I don't have my paperwork, so I really don't need to file taxes. But in the long run, they might be hurting themselves because they might be taking themselves out of certain refunds that they might qualify for.
And is that what we see happening sometimes when we see on the news a lot of these major stars are being brought up on all these various tax frauds? Is that because maybe they started small by not paying here and not paying there and it just got out of hand?
Well, I think what you see there is that a lot of those stars are self-employed because, you know, for example, take an actor. An actor might not necessarily receive a paycheck on a regular basis from his boss. But on the whole, you know, he might do a movie or she might do a movie and they might be written a big check, and then it's up to them to go and pay their taxes. But what I find is that, you know, unless somebody's standing over you, a lot of times, you know, when you're getting a $5, $6 million check, you might not want to turn around and give $2 million to to the government. And that might be a hard thing for you to do, especially when your lifestyle has become so large and exuberant that you might look at those $2 million and say, instead of paying taxes, I might go out here and get another house or some more cars. But the way the system is designed, you're not going to get away with that for too long. And then eventually, I feel sorry for the brother, Wesley Snipes, but, you know, then you get situations like that.
Wow, that's exuberant lifestyles. We want to start small, paying our taxes, that we could be, you know, that we could probably possibly getting a refund. He talked about if you are doing some of the foundational kind of things where we're running these women's groups and meetings and clubs and stuff like that, and we are taking in money, still have to pay taxes on that, and possibly maybe even to file for the 501c3 where we can get that tax-exempt status for those profit organizations. Well, you have been such a big help, and we're almost down to the minute where you were able to stay around for the whole hour. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Ralph.
My pleasure. Thank you for having
me. I know, we thank God for having you, for you coming. I don't know what show you were listening to, but my actually my opening song is Ain't No Stopping Us Now. But
right.
I may change.
Okay, oh yeah, I said Diana Ross, I'm coming out. Okay, yeah. Well, they both remind me of the same, but I like both of them.
I know. But which one do you have? Because I might switch.
Diana Ross, I'm coming out. We're coming out of poverty and wrong thinking, and we are coming into living abundantly.
Well, you're right. You know what? You're absolutely right.
On Easter, that's going to be my Easter sermon. I'm coming out. Coming out of the grave.
Ooh, wow. Oh, boy. And you know what, y'all, for those of you who don't know, boy, oh, boy, you want to get him, if you ever can, to preach. As a matter of fact, he's going to be preaching on May the 14th, I think it is, right, 14th or 15th, that whatever that Saturday is. At the 100 Women and 100 Men in White, that Minister Patricia Martin, that's an event ministry that she is holding, and I can't wait. But listen, you don't want to miss out on the opportunity to hear this powerful young man preach the gospel. I mean, you're talking about some good gospel preaching, and you know what? It is the gospel of good news that really, really is going to break some yokes and change people's lives. So you could just hear it right there in his voice on that one when you said, coming out of the grave. I'm coming out. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Ralph. You know, I absolutely adore you, and thank you just having known you all these years and just watching how committed you are to helping people. God has really so anointed you and blessed you for this, and I just pray that he continues to show you and your family, that beautiful wife, those wonderful children, your new baby, I just pray that, and your business, that he just shows you so much favor and just so much success, because you truly, truly, truly are a blessing. So we'll be looking for that tax book that you're going to write, tax tips for taking it to the next level. Just gave you a title. I hope you wrote that down.
I got
tax,
it.
Tax tips for taking it to the next level. And just a tip, you can go back and listen to this, and you basically gave them right here on the show. Just write those down, do your book, and we'll be purchasing a copy of that. And you see?
Well, thank you.
Okay. Well, that's all we have time for, y'all. It's been great. It's been so wonderful. We're so glad that we waited for you to come, Ralph, because this really was a blessing. I'm ready to get on the road now and write down those mileages, and I think I'm going to take somebody to dinner just so I can write it off.
That's right. Now you're talking. That's right.
All those golf outings, what? I'm going to be writing off everyone.
Definitely.
Okay, y'all, that's it.
All right. Take
care.
Great,
have a great. Thank you.
You
and
too.
We'll see you back.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lilisa J. Williams.